Why, hello, 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 people. Thanks for tuning in to Smokey House. If you didn't know, I'm about to inform you. You are now tuning in with the one, the only, your favorite Amazon, John Zom. And I'm finally back with my wrap-up episode. This is the last episode of the year. We have made it. It's been a cool little year. Nothing too drastic. Nothing too crazy, you know. We made it from January to December. Thank the Lord. Okay. 2023 is right around the corner. Ooh, Lord. But we survived. So it is what it is. I know I'm tired. That's like, although this year hasn't been, you know, too crazy, it has been exhausting. It has been draining. It has been mentally and financially, okay? I don't know if y'all have been feeling this economy, but I've been feeling this economy, and I'm tired. I'm ready to hit the Powerball. I'm ready to, you know, get married to a rich white man who's gonna take me away, like, because woo. But we're making it day by day. Alrighty, but you already know, before I start off, if you haven't followed me on my social media platforms, please do. I am on Snapchat, I am on Instagram, and I do have a Twitter account. So if you haven't already, please add my Snapchat. It is D_HIGH. One more time, my Snap is D_HIGH, D_hi. Go ahead, add me. My main Instagram page is champion_D. Then my podcast Instagram is 713 Smokey House. You can also follow me on Twitter. I do have a main Twitter account, which is remember_REDEE. And then my podcast Twitter, which is HOUZSMOKEY. So it's just basically Smokey House, just backwards. So if you haven't already, go ahead and follow me on my social medias. You can pick and choose, or, you know, follow all of them. Greatly appreciate you. And yes, I do follow back. Yes, I do add back, as long as y'all ain't no weird pages. I've come across a few pages and I was like, oh no, I can't follow you back, honey. You're a little different. But I do most of the time follow and add people back. So if you haven't already, go ahead and add me on all social media platforms. Alrighty, so today's gonna be a quick little episode. Nothing too much to talk about. Like, this year has been semi-okay. I was gonna do a takeoff episode, but I'm still emotionally, you know, not prepared to talk about that, because in my head he's still alive. So, but I do wanna give a rest in peace tribute to Takeoff. He did pass in October in my current city of Houston, Texas. So that hurt. If you know me personally, you know that I am a huge Migos fan. I've been in love with Takeoff since they came out. So that was really hard. It's still really hard to, you know, even say rest in peace, Takeoff. But I couldn't really fix myself to do a tribute episode to that, because it's still surreal. Like, what? How dare you guys? How fucking dare you take a humble, generous, genuine person away? Like, what the fuck? But rest in peace to him. But on today's episode, I will be talking about Brittany Griner, Miss Carisha Please, oh Lord, she gives me a headache, Rihanna, Miss Kalani, Nick Cannon, and of course, because I have to talk about Nick Cannon, I gotta also talk about another embarrassment of a black man, TJ Holmes. So those are my topics for today. We're gonna dive in. Excuse me, sorry, sipping my coffee. I hope y'all have your morning coffee and your morning blunts, because I sure do. All right, so Miss Brittany Griner was released earlier this week. She was locked up in a Russian prison for a couple of months. I believe she was originally locked up in like February of or March of this year, and she has finally been released. She was released due to a trade orchestrated by the United States and the Russian governments. Now, when I had first heard about Britney being locked up, I had tweeted out, keep her ass over there. You know, at the end of the day, you broke the law. Okay, I get that you're an American citizen, and I get that, you know, what did they sentence her to? They sentenced her to 9 years. Was a little drastic, but again, you're not in America. You're in another country. You have to abide by their rules and abide by their laws. And you have to understand that other countries hate Americans. They want to, once they find out you're an American citizen, they want to give you the most harshest punishment imaginable. So, you know, she should have just been smarter. And that was my personal opinion. That still is my personal opinion. Now, when I had tweeted this out, I was called homophobic. one person tweeted to me that, oh, if you hate black women, just say that. I guess she didn't peep my profile picture. And I had to let her know, like, no, I stand by black women. I stand by black people. I stand by my community. But at the end of the day, I do not stand for stupidity. Okay? She should have been smarter, okay? She should have been traveling with people who could have, you know, covered her back. She should have had a management or an assistant that, you know, hey, take this charge for me. When I get back home, I'm going to do whatever possible to get you out. If she, as a superstar, as a person of a higher level, excuse me, of a, pardon me, good God, Lord, where's my coffee? See, talking shit. I slurped all that in your ear. But if she is a person of a, you know, a certain stature, why didn't she have a plan? Why didn't she move smarter? So me personally, I never felt bad. I was not screaming free Britney. I was okay. Excuse me to laugh. I was okay with her serving her time. But of course, there was a whole free Britney movement, and President Joe Biden had made a promise to the American people. I don't know why, because her being arrested did not affect me. It did not affect the American people. She, like, I don't want to be harsh or rude, but at the end of the day, she is an NBA star. She is an entertainer. She wasn't a doctor. She wasn't a lawyer. She wasn't curing AIDS or cancer or, you know, well, maybe she does. I'm not sure. Have a nonprofit helping out children and families. She did none of that. She dribbles and she slings strap. That's what she does. Okay. I believe she's a serial cheater too, but you know, she's a regular person to me. Okay. So she was released earlier this week. She was released as a trade between America and Russian government. America traded a man by the name of Viktor Bout. He is a Russian. He is a Russian arms dealer. So they traded this man, who is also known as the Merchant of Death, for Brittany Griner. I'm going to let y'all sit and think about that. Now, granted, I'm happy she is no longer in that situation of being in that, you know, that facility. You know, it was probably cold. There was probably rats, roaches. They probably wasn't feeding no girl. So I'm happy she's out of that predicament. But to trade her ass for a worldwide arms dealer, for the man that single-handedly armed multiple armies and warlords for decades, who was the main contributor of a lot of African genocides. America, what? No. That wasn't smart at all. And a lot of people are talking about, well, you guys should just be grateful that she's back home. Why should I be grateful that she is back home? What the fuck did, what does she do for me? Nothing. She's not on a panel. She's not a part of politics. She's not a government official. She's a fucking basketball player who should have been smarter. Why is you even traveling over there during those times? Russia and Ukraine were going through a war, bitch. I don't care if you had work to do over there. I don't care if someone was sponsoring you to come over there. I would have said no. No. She should have been smarter. She should have moved smarter. She should have been had a better team. I don't feel bad. I feel concerned now that Russia has this merchant of death back on their side. And I feel like Russia is, you know, laughing behind our backs, talking about how fucking dumb we are. But what? What? That, oh my God. Like, at the end of the day, she should have had her personal assistant take that charge for her, and then she never would have been in jail. But the fact that the Biden administration really felt that trading the Merchant of Death for a WNBA star was wise is crazy to me. Is crazy to me. Because, huh? What about the other? Why couldn't you do the other Americans too? Like, at least get everybody back to their family. That man's worth millions. You could have freed a couple more Americans that were locked up over there. Why just her? Cause no, that was so foolish. 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 And excuse, I guess I'll be homophobic by having this opinion. I don't get how me stating that the trade was dumb as hell is being homophobic, but that's what the girlies are calling me. But dumb, stupid. But she's back home, got a new haircut, she's back home with her wife. I promise, if I see her on a Good Morning America interview, I'm going to flip my shit, because ma'am, get off my TV. I'm sick of hearing about her. She's home. Okay, cool. America, you're dumb as hell, but whatever. Whatever. Moving on. Carisha. Carisha. So also, it has been announced that what's his name? Brother Love. I was about to say Questlove. Brother Love, aka Diddy, has welcomed a new baby. And it's not with Carisha. So Diddy has welcomed a new baby with a 28-year-old cybersecurity specialist. Real pretty young lady. I think she's of Asian descent. She's real beautiful. But yeah, Diddy has welcomed a baby girl into the world. And I'm guessing that Carisha did not know of this, because she has been on a little Twitter rant and was in a Twitter beef with academics. Oh Lord, sorry. Damn near knocked my mic over. But yeah, Carisha was in a Twitter war with academics. Now the news had broke that Diddy has had a new baby girl. She was born, I think, like a week or two ago. He announced it via Twitter. I'm guessing he didn't let Carisha know, because she's been up in arms. She's been tussling with the Twitter girlies about how she's not a side chick, how she's the main chick, how her and Diddy go together real bad. But how did you not, if you guys go together real bad, how did you not know about this baby? And why is he having babies on you if y'all go together real bad? I promise you, the city girls are very embarrassing. Between JT dating little Uzi, who be breaking up with her and be cheating on her ass too, to Carisha holding up signs at BET Awards just for the man that she loves to have a baby on her. Y'all are sad. and y'all be trying to paint this picture on social media that y'all are winning, that y'all are running up a bag, that you're these rich niggas love you, and they don't. They get in their nut. They're buying you a Chanel bag so you can shut the fuck up, because what? Carisha, first of all, the rumors of him, you know, being a little down low would have had me packing my bags. And now this man has a baby on you with a bitch younger than you too? Oh, your time's it's expiring, honey. And her birthday is coming up too. She about to be 30. See, he about to give her the boot. He don't like no old hoes. He do not like no old hoes. Mm-mm. He about to cut her off. He got a new young tenderoni. Put a baby up in her. Lock that one down. Oh, Carisha, girl. Oh, Carisha, going outside. I really feel like she learned, like the rest of us, via that Twitter post, because she's upset. She is upset. But I need her to stop being in denial. Like, ma'am, you're the side chick. You've been tussling with other girls since you started talking to that man. And it's Diddy. Come on now. Come on now. We grew up watching Diddy have multiple women. We grew up watching him date Cassie but still have Kim Porter in the background. You knew what you were signing up for. But you swore you were the only one. You believed in your heart of hearts that you were the only one and you weren't a side chick. I've had my moments of being dickmatized, you know. I've had my moments of being, you know, in love with the money and the attention and the dick game. But ma'am, to go out this sad, and she's still sticking beside him and he's having a baby on you. Girl, if you don't leave before you get kicked out, leave. Leave that man alone. You had your fun, you got your trips, you got your Chanel bags. Walk away. Just leave that man alone. You got your talk show, okay? You walk away. Walk away. Just exit quietly, okay? Because, honey, you and JT, I'm going to need y'all to go to Ayana, see some type of therapist, something, because, no, ma'am, this is not what you should be teaching your young fans. Mm-mm. This ain't how you supposed to be treated. Looking dumb. Y'all be looking pretty. Y'all be looking pretty and paid, but y'all be looking dumb as hell. I'm not going through these type of situations. My sugar daddy have a baby on me? Oh, fuck that. Fuck that. And I didn't know about it? You at least put me on game. At least let me know. Like, hey, you know, I'm over here as well. Like, I really, truly, in my heart of hearts, believe Carisha had no idea about this baby. I really do believe she had no clue about the other girl or the baby, because remember that other little girl that Diddy was dating? She was fighting with her. So while she was over there verbally attacking this other girl, the cybersecurity specialist is getting raw dick while Carisha's out here fighting. That's crazy. Diddy, oh Lord. To be embarrassed by Diddy of all people. Oh my God. That's like DJ Khaled embarrassing you. Like, no, there's just certain men I refuse to take an L over. Like, not him. She need to get her lick back. She needs to do something drastic, because no, ma'am, getting embarrassed out here in these streets. But whatever. She got her show. I wonder if she gonna talk about it. Because I think she was supposed to do a new episode. I wonder if she's going to bring that up. We shall see. But congratulations to Diddy on his new baby. He got another little baby girl. That's how many kids now? He got, he got four girls now. Because he had the twins and the other little girl. Then he has Justin, Quincy, and Christian. He has six kids. That's, too many kids. I can't talk to you. Mm-mm. That's too many. And you got a newborn? Oh, no. don't know. You can't be my sugar daddy with a newborn baby. I need attention and I need money. You all over the place. Can't do it. Won't do it. Mm-mm. Carisha, find you a new one. Move on. Let him go. Let him go. Y'all. Okay. Now, I get I get that the new Wakanda movie has come out. I have not seen it. I haven't seen either of the Black Panthers. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I haven't seen the first one, and I haven't seen the second one. I wanted to really, really badly. But when I seen how long those movies were, when it was going on 2 hours and 45 minutes, when it was going on 3 hours and 9 minutes, I was like, nah, I'm okay. I'm okay. I couldn't do it. But the new Wakanda movie has come out. The new Black Panther movie has come out. And Rihanna had a tribute song. I'm going to need y'all to stop playing it. I'm going to need y'all to just let it be on the soundtrack. I'm going to need it not to be on the radio. Because Lord have mercy. It's not for me. We wanted Rihanna music. We've been waiting for Rihanna music. But that's not what we wanted. That is not what we wanted. I'm happy she did a tribute to Chad. She should have sent it to his wife. She should have sent it to the cast members. That was about it. We didn't need it. I don't want to hear it anymore. I'm tired of it. As soon as she comes out, well, turn it off. Switch. Ma'am, what was that? What is that? Y'all could have kept it in the group chat. You should have kept it in the group chat. Rihanna, ma'am, that's not what we wanted. That is not what we wanted. No. No. And down here in Houston, there's this one particular R&B station that will randomly play it throughout the day. And it just bothers my soul. And I'm just like, please, stop it. It's not a good song. I'm sorry. It is not a good song. And I know Tims was the writer as well. I think Rihanna wrote too, but I think Tims was the main writer of the song. And I'm happy for her. I'm glad she's getting recognition now. I'm glad she's getting accolades and, you know, notoriety. But this particular song is one we did not need, and they could have kept. I don't even know the name of the song. I just call it the Wakanda song. Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off. I'm sorry. But Rihanna, no ma'am. No ma'am. And what's with all these black super women? Like I like that we're being shown in a lot of films, but why we gotta be warriors and whatnot? Why can't we live soft lives? Where are the films of black women living soft lives? I'm tired of what's her face? Oh Lord. Viola Davis fighting. Like why can't she live the soft life? Why can't she be somewhere in her garden with a rich husband? Like where is those storylines? Why do black women gotta keep fighting, gotta be warriors, gotta be so strong? Like why can't we be soft and gentle? Where's that, damn it? But I think I might go see that movie with Viola in it. What is it, The Woman King? And see, The Woman King, like damn, why we gotta be men? Like, but whatever, I might go see that one. But if that movie is 2 hours long, I think it's already out. But if that one's 2 hours long, I'm gonna wait for it to hit HBO Max. Cause I can't. I'm old now. I'm be the type to be snoozing and snoring in the movie theater. Cause why are these movies so goddamn long? I don't have time for it. Mm-mm. I'll be watching the movie for 3 hours. Who got time? Get to the point, the plot, all of that. You better be running on 1 hour 45 minutes. Nothing more, unless it's like a trilogy or some shit. But come on now. I'm old. I'm gonna fall asleep. But speaking of Wakanda, Miss Kalani has been kicking it with I can't pronounce her name. Latia. Mm-hmm. The girl Black Panther. Ooh, her fine ass. She's so beautiful. Yeah, but her. Latia, right? Go ahead, Kalani girl. Go ahead, girl. As y'all, well, I don't know if y'all know, but if you didn't know, I'm about to inform you. Kalani is, she does identify as bisexual. And apparently, Twitter has been making Latia gay. She has not come out. She has not talked about her dating experiences in any interviews. So people are just currently assuming. She does give, you know, I don't want to say stud vibe. She does give very versatile, however you say it, vibes. Like she gives STEM. Like she can, you know, one day she's real feminine, the next day she's real masculine. She gives STEM. But she has not confirmed or denied what her sexual preference is. It really is none of our business. But I think she's I think she's a little sweet. I think she swing a little bit. I think she likes the girls. I'm hoping she likes the girls because I like her. She is so fucking fine. She is so fine. Kalani, get that, baby. Get it. Go ahead and get it. They would be cute together, too. Kalani a little thought, though. She be homie hopping. But let me not. Because she's been through a lot. Let me not slut shame her. But that they would be cute together. They were spotted out in the club. Dancing and smiling and drinking. They probably had a lovely night. If I could be a fly on the wall, my goodness. But yeah, they were kicking it. We might have a new couple alert. Who knows? You know, stay tuned and watch it. Speaking of couple alert, TJ Holmes, Good Morning America anchor, and his side chick, Amy. I can't pronounce her name. Robich. They were exposed. And I think Twitter exposed them. I'm not really sure. I think the detectives of TikTok and Twitter exposed TJ and Amy's affair. And they were suspended from Good Morning America. Amy has returned back to it. But I think TJ has been indefinitely suspended. Because this isn't his first incident of sleeping with a coworker. Okay, now TJ is, you know, a light-skinned caramel gentleman with green eyes. So he ain't having no trouble getting no panties. So he was probably just frolicking around the Good Morning America set, just, you know, hey baby, how you doing? And panties was just coming off. But him and Amy, I guess, had something a little bit bigger, a lot deeper, a bigger connection. They was on dates. They was canoodling, cuddling, laughing. All in public. All in public with no shame. No shame. No shame. Now, Amy's husband and TJ's wife, they used to do couples things together, like joint couple dates. The kids used to play with one another. Like, this was a messy situation, and TJ been breaking Amy's back. Whew. Now again, Amy has returned back to the show. TJ has not. I'm not sure what's going on with their marriages, because nothing has really came out regarding I'm divorcing and I'm taking everything. I'm sorry, like, because again, this is not TJ's first incident of infidelity, and it's not his first time messing with a coworker. I'm not too sure about Amy. I don't really know too much about her. But sir, you just thought you could have your cake and ice cream, like with party favors and everything. You just thought you could have everything under the sun. So I hope his wife leaves, and I hope she robs him blind. I hope she takes everything. Because you just kept playing in this woman's face for decades. Even one of the anniversary pictures, he mentioned, is like, oh, it surprises me that you're still even around to love me. Like, sir, you can't even appreciate that she's around loving you, taking care of your kids, taking care of the household while you just out having fun. Oh, I hope she takes you for everything. I hope she takes you for every thing. You're dirty, TJ. You're just dirty. Handsome. You're a cute guy. Real cute. Pretty smile. But you ain't shit. You're shiesty. You're just shiesty. I hope she gets everything. But yeah, he out of a job right now. Amy got her job, but the black man, he gone. He gone. See what happens with when you think with your penis? Look, now you ain't got shit. You ain't got a wife. You ain't got a family. You ain't got a job. They're probably going to start repossessing your stuff soon, too, because you can't pay for nothing. See, look at you. Just because you want to get your dick wet. Now, look, you ain't got nothing. Stupid. Just stupid. But, yeah. Sad. That's all I really want to talk about, though. I really ain't got much to vent about. That's all, really, truthfully. The new year's coming up, y'all. I hope y'all enjoy it. I hope you rejoice that we made it through another year. Again, we started off a little rocky, but we made it to the end of the year. Okay. I know my year started a little rocky, but hey, I made it. We made it. I still got a roof over my head, still got gas in my car, and still got air in my lungs. So I am truly grateful. And I hope you guys are too. Thank you for sticking with me throughout this year. I know, again, my episodes have been a little sporadic, but hey, I appreciate you guys for listening, taking the time out. Again, if you haven't already, please follow me on all social media platforms. I am on Snapchat, I am on Twitter, and I am on Instagram. Interact with me, send me a message, you know, let me know how you feeling. Again, I hope you guys enjoy your Christmas, enjoy your New Year's, spend time with friends and loved ones, appreciate that you have another day of celebration, another day of life, because, you know, tomorrow is not promised, so just appreciate what you got. I'm learning to do the same thing. But yeah, I'm wrapping this one up. Again, please add me on Snap. My Snap is D_HIGH. Please add me on Instagram. My main Instagram is Champion_D. Then my podcast Instagram is 713smokyhouse. And then also add me on Twitter. My Twitter is remember_REDEE. And then my podcast Twitter is HOUZSMOKEY. So if you haven't already, go ahead and do that. Excuse me, I hit the mic again. I'm disoriented. I need to smoke again. Smoke and have another cup of coffee. But I love you guys. I thank you guys. Look out for a new episode in the new year. I'm not even gonna lie to you. And just, again, appreciate every day that you're given, because it is truly a blessing. And I'm out.